Hi everyone. I wanted to put this intro together just to kind of give you a heads up on what you can expect for the next 2+ hours of clips. First, I wanted to start off by saying thank you to everybody that worked on the Well Played Party. So Pat and Jules, Eve, Major Death, Mark Honan, Two Arts, and Battle Panda. I mean, the last two were not there, but it's, they can't make it, which is, it's fine. It is what it is, right? But basically, I wanted to say thank you very much for your hard work. I had a blast. I loved being able to chat and meet with folks that I only chat with online, and being able to share a beer or two or three or four. It was fun. It was great being able to meet with folks in person. It was just a load of fun. So thank you very, very much. So this was my first time streaming with Periscope at a live event. I was worried I wasn't gonna get a lot of time in, but I've actually got about 2 hours and change worth of clips to go through. So, one of the things is that I've learned is that Periscope is very quirky. The first thing I noticed is that when you're streaming like so, the stream is actually comes through okay, but the video that's saved on my phone is flipped. So right side is up, it's like that. So it means that I had to go through and edit everything so that it was flipped the right way. The other thing I noticed is that when there's a little bit of motion like this, even if it's like a little bit of motion, okay, it makes the video very pixelated. So you're going to see a lot of clips where it might be hard to make out faces, but as the camera stays still, it's fine. So for that, that's on me. I kind of have shaky hands too, so that was my fault. But for next time, like you'll see that as we carry on with each of the clips, it should get better and better. One of the other things I noticed was that flipping between the front camera and the back one, it's not good. So it actually makes the video look very choppy. So you can basically tap your screen, like you can tap it and it will flip. And that's no good. So you will notice as we carry on that I don't flip back and forth as much. The other thing that I thought was kind of strange, and I don't know if other people have this problem, is that when I streamed the first time, after 30 seconds, the stream would freeze and the video would freeze. My whole phone screen would freeze. So I would actually have to shut down the app and reload it and start to stream again, and then everything would be fine. So I don't know if anybody had that problem with it. Otherwise, sorry for all the quirkiness, but the audio should be fine. So you live and you learn. I wanted to also say thank you to Brittle Iron, Pixie, Tiber, and Girl of Mist. Being able to sit with you and do an Iron Spotlight was great. I love being able to chat with folks. I'm definitely not the person that usually does them. It's usually Lena, but as you can probably tell, so for anybody watching, I'm sorry, I don't usually do these. So it is what it is, and I said it again, so it's okay. But thank you again for taking the time to sit with me and telling us about yourself. So I just wanted to give you a brief reminder that in these bunch of clips, you're probably going to see or hear a bunch of spoilers. about the Warcraft movie. So if you have not seen it yet, the time to stop watching this is probably now. So if you're still going to keep going, enjoy the rest of the clips. And hopefully I'll be able to get to see you some point, maybe at BlizzCon. I think that's going to be the next time that I'll be out and about, is probably BlizzCon in Anaheim in November. Hopefully I'll see you guys there. Bye.
All right, we are at Softy's house, which is the CTR house, and we are in St. Paul, Minnesota. This is the first video of many Periscopes that we're going to be doing. I am laying on the couch, so hence the weird angle. Here we'll tap the thing over there, and we'll see there's Thule over there hanging out, just relaxing. So we've been here for how long now? He's been here since yesterday. I've been here since this morning.
Are you streaming from your phone when I have a rig in there?
This is the Periscope, and here's Softy.
I'm
How's it going,
disappointed in you.
Softy?
Ooh, that's nice and cold over there.
It is nice and cold
Are
right
you
there.
live right now, or are you just messing with
We
me?
are
Okay,
live
chill.
on Periscope. You are awesome. That's okay. I'm aiming
And
over
this is
there.
what I'm going to
We're
draw. It's
actually looking for a bed
necessity
because
pad. So I just roll that in my office and then use
originally,
that, and then
we
you
were
just have to go to bed
supposed
in
to.
there.
I was supposed to spoon with
Wait.
Ursangus.
Wait, how could he have his own bed in there? No, he still
I
wouldn't.
can't have my own bed in there. I can
Okay.
sleep on the floor over here.
No, you would have your own bed in there because somebody would be on the couch, two people can be upstairs, and three people could be in there. That's everybody.
Okay.
So this is real things that happen at the CTR party house.
Yes.
Along with all the beer that
Because
just
if
came out.
not, I
You're
would be
snuggling!
I would be spooning with Ursangus,
You know,
and
that's a dream.
I don't know. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, dude. I don't know if I really want that to happen because I've raided with you. I don't know. I don't know. I
He
don't
knows.
know.
He loves you.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Little lick on the ear.
Oh, man. So, how I've been here for about 12, no, I've been awake for 12 hours. We had a Juicy Lucy,
Right.
right?
Yep.
With pepper jack cheese.
Yep.
It was fantastic. I loved it. I think the plan is to go somewhere else and sample.
Mike's.
We have to try Mike's. Mike's is the original.
Yes.
Okay, so we have to try the Juicy Lucy. And is it just a Minnesota thing or is it a Minneapolis thing?
I'd say Minneapolis thing.
Okay, so it's just like a local
Yep.
city-ish thing. Okay. All right. So, I don't know how long I've been doing this for, so not really any set time or anything like that. We are in Minnesota tomorrow. I think tonight we're hanging out at a bar maybe and seeing some more people. And let's go back to you guys because I don't like how I look on the screen. You guys look much nicer than me,
We're bringing sexy back.
especially at this angle. Oh my.
Wow. That's Thule bringing sexy back.
I need to secure myself a private room, I think.
Working on it.
So, I think that's gonna be it for the time being, and I don't know how to stop this. So, oh, we'll figure that out. Oh, that's how you stop it. Okay, so see you in a bit. Bye-bye. Okay, now let's try this again. I'm not sure what happened before. It just kind of froze on me. So basically, we are in Softy's house. This is the morning. It's Friday morning. We've had a lot of drinking. Oh, I hear a door opening. And Softy is awake. Wow. He has not slept. He has not slept at all. So I'm not sure how he's running. Anyway, so yesterday we went to a bar called Joe Sensor's, and folks are awake now, so they're feeding the dogs and all this kind of stuff. So you're gonna hear all the house sounds, and that's okay. That's cool. We went to Joe Sensor's. We met Doran there, we watched the Sharks.
beat. We watched them beat the Pens, and then we decided to come back to Softy's house, and I continued to watch the game because I'm antisocial. But I gotta watch my Sharks, and yeah, the Sharks won. The Sharks won. All right. So, Scrap, that one's for you. And the next game is on Sunday. But yeah, apparently, so we thought that Ursangus was coming over last night, so we were worried. And then, well, he says he's coming over now, so he should be here soon. And I believe Barrow got here at 4:30, and there's Mr. Sleepyhead, who has not slept. How many hours have you not slept?
I was awake. I don't know. I woke up at 5 yesterday, so that's the last time I slept.
5 a.m.
Yep. So we're,
so you're at
hashtag marathon.
You're at 30 hours. 30 hours. So last night I made it to 22 hours again, which is funny because we remember when I did the 24-hour stream, I could only make it to 22 hours, and here we are again. I went to sleep at midnight local time, but for my biological clock, it's 1 a.m. So that, and I was up at 3 a.m. the night before. So that's 22 hours, and here we are again. So I guess the 24-hour stream for me is not going to happen for this guy. Here, let's see if it'll... So this guy, he's sleeping on the couch with a blanket over his head. There's Thule. He's on 30 hours of sleep. So Sparrow and her fiance arrived at 4:30 last night.
Yeah, around there.
And they're in bed right now, so they're sleeping.
Yeah.
You've been up. I've talked with Carrie. Carrie, if you're watching, hello. I don't know why I'm waving because it's not on me right now. It's on you guys. So I just want to show Softy because it's funny.
He's
laying out on the couch. What? You were up at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm supposed to take a shower and stuff, and I was up around 7 in the middle of the
night. Holy moly. And I got up at 8.
Yeah, somebody started tweeting at me to see if I was up.
Well, if you're replying, then...
Yeah. Then you're awake. I was playing Overwatch by then.
What? Dude, what are you going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do?
Drink a Monster. That was funny too. He's like, "Well, you shouldn't drink that Monster." I'm like, "All three are still at the fridge. I never touched one of them."
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for today?
Lots of Monster.
Oh my god. You're gonna die.
I know. I know I am.
You better go to sleep early because
you should have just run going.
You're gonna miss the Warcraft movie, man.
It's tomorrow.
I know, but you need to go to sleep.
Oh, it's early. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'll go to bed. Well, I don't know where I'm gonna sleep tonight. Probably in the chair.
You know what?
No, I can take that ottoman and I can sleep in the chair in there. It works.
Okay, so tonight we're expecting
Ursangus.
Well, Ursangus, we think, is on his way right now.
Okay, cool.
And. But we're
gonna... It'll be really disappointing he doesn't get to do any cuddling when he gets here.
I'm trying to move the cuddles from him and me to Thule and whoever.
Just, and anyone, yeah.
Just not me. Alright? Great, these guys. Great.
Welcome.
So, Felix should be here too?
Yep, Felix is coming at 6 p.m. though. We're going to have to, I'm not sure what we're going to do, so we'll have to be here.
How far away is the casino?
I don't know. Eve just asked if we could bring him. Oh, how far away is Shakopee? 45 minutes.
Okay, so it's not that far.
Yeah.
Shakopee?
Shakopee. You already owe me money for gas.
What?
Yeah, $5. Oh, I guess we're even now.
What are you talking about?
I owe you $5 from the game last night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. I totally forgot.
Yeah. This couch isn't bad.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, I know, right? Can't now. Working on a new monk. The stupid shit you do when you're without sleep. I think I'm going to go Miss Weaver.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten into healing on monks.
Wait, I have a question.
Uh-oh.
For pacifist.
Yep. No.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind. What?
So if you're a pacifist, if you heal somebody who's killing a mob, does that count against you? Like, so if you see somebody dying and you okay. heal them up?
We believe that if you get on the mob's aggro table, you will get credited with the kill.
Yeah. Damn.
So if you go heal...
I can't even help people.
Nope.
The thing is... It's a bit of a thing you have to think about as well. Sometimes this priest, when they actually do damage, they'd actually do AoE healing around him.
Right.
So yeah. That could be a bit scary.
Well, Holy Paladins, too, they do a ton of AoE healing.
Yeah.
So if they accidentally AoE heal somebody that is...
Doing an Ironman, it would not be funny.
Yeah!
Nope.
I mean, as a pacifist, I'm usually never on the aggro table, so it doesn't really matter if they heal me at the same time, because I'm not taking damage, I'm not
right.
I'm at full health.
If somebody who is on a mob's aggro table heals you, do you get all of a sudden on that mob's... No. Okay, good. Okay, so you're fine then.
I didn't...
No, I don't think so.
Good.
It happened to me once, so I ran away from there, but so I didn't want to be healed, but... I wasn't in... I didn't have any damage on me, so so I didn't get healed.
Right.
But I could see that it was only me.
Yeah. I think if I did a Holy Paladin with Lay on Hands, which is a full heal, then you have the, what's the Speed of Light or whatever, where you go to 70% for like 8 seconds.
Yeah, well, the thing is, some of them are abilities for 3 talents, and it's just not love choosing talents.
Oh, stupid! I hate this game! I just want a pet battle. That's all I want. Can't do it.
Nope.
Make a new one for me, just for pet battlers.
You can do that, just you're not going to get listed on the site. Just go.
I don't want to be listed on the
just
site.
Just go sit in the city and pet battle.
You can't pet battle in the city. What are you talking about?
Why not?
You can go pet battle rats. Are. They're out in the world.
You can pet battle rats. You can earn, and you can earn XP.
Level 1 rats?
You can earn XP, man.
1 to 100, level 1 rats.
Yeah.
I think that is worse than the guy that earned his way to 100.
Yeah. I did it 1 to 100 against level 25 aquatics in Pandaria. I had a mage port me to Pandaria, and I literally 1 to 100 just pet battled and leveled my pets.
Good lord.
Oh, I know. But still, we should. That's something we need to do for the pet battling community.
It's not a challenge.
That is a huge challenge. It just takes forever.
I know one way you can get level to 100 without taking any risk whatsoever.
What's that? The boost?
No. You just first level up a little bit to get a little bit of gold, and then you just auction house, try to get as much money as you can through the auction house.
Okay.
And then you can buy tokens that gives you XP.
Oh.
Hold on. Wait, you get XP from buying tokens?
Yep.
Like WoW tokens?
No. Tokens from...
Like
the dungeon tokens, you can buy them from the auction house.
Right.
And then you can turn them into Dark and Fair.
Yeah.
And then So you're basically not taking any risk whatsoever.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
No, it's not interesting. It's cheating.
The idea is interesting.
Yeah. But it's not against the rules.
Right.
Yeah. It's one of the discussions that we just had.
Yeah, right? I know. I really got wool.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, so...
I would never consider doing it, but you can do it.
Yeah.
See, I could have my mom be a pacifist, but I like heirlooms and leveling fast.
Yeah.
It's not a challenge.
It's not the challenge for you.
But the problem is, once I get to 100, I'd want them fully geared out. That's... I'd never have him sit there.
Yeah, the thing is, I was actually considering doing it just as sort of proof of points, just leveling up to level 15 and then just do the auction house just to get some starting.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Just to see how long time it would take and just do it just to sort of prove you're not allowed to do it.
Would you get money through herbs and ore?
No, well, why? No, I'd just do some, probably just try to get money from the auction house.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, you can buy stuff. People are stupid. They put stuff up around the end value. So you just buy that. Or if I'm a passivist and do it, then I can have some professions that might actually make some more value and then sell it. So I would probably get more gold doing that.
Yeah.
For being a pacifist. I would consider it cheating, but it would be just fun to just prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do any dailies, I didn't do anything, I just sort of...
I missed dailies.
I didn't probably...
What?
Yeah, I missed dailies from MOP.
No.
They were nice, like every day, no. You just got to do your stuff, you got to get your XP, and then you get out.
I did that all over everything, basically.
No. Until there's too much.
And you also got, what was it, you got some battle points for doing it as well.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I did? I had like 25 daily quests prepared for next week, and then I just sort of
crumbled in. Yep.
First day, sort of, oof, rushed in.
I just got the Draenor Dungeon Hero achievement, having absolutely no idea what I was doing in a sleepless slumber.
Oh, I don't know if I don't know if I've done that one.
Really? Apparently easy, because I did it by accident.
Yeah, I don't know if I've done that.
Unfortunately, there's no reward. You don't get, like, the red proto drink. Which stinks, because those things are awesome. I would never use it, but it'd be cool.
The funny part with doing it, the one I was doing is turning in all the quests. Actually, since it's from different days, they have different quests. I could actually pick up from the same area, maybe all the quests for that area, because they changed from day to day.
Right, exactly.
So you had, like, maybe 10 quests here, and 10 quests there, and then you sort of need to go to 3 different places to turn in all those quests. And you had, like, a ton of that already.
I miss them so much, I still do the fishing and cooking dailies, just for fun.
Yeah, I'm doing the... At the moment, we're on level 91 pacifist. I'm actually doing the dailies down in
Miss Vendere.
Yeah, Miss Vendere.
You know, the one thing to do is the garden that you have there. You can't plant.
Yeah, you can. It's just
no.
It's phasing, right?
Yeah, it's also like little killing stuff. You have to. I don't know.
Oh yeah, sometimes those vermin pop up. Okay.
And you got to run, but I heard somebody else got flagged because somebody else killed something that was really close to them.
Oh,
yeah. I've been there just because I have to sort of train.
Right? Yeah.
But otherwise, I haven't been there. I trained up my cooking, just doing those things there, so I've got it up to par.
I'm pretty sure you'll be our next max level.
As long as I don't do a mistake, yeah.
No,
so if you
mistakes.
Die, you're done, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what realm are you on?
I don't know.
Well, I'm on a PvE server, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's too bad.
You're bugger.
I'm just going to go help him. God.
Yeah, I'm going to go help him.
I can do my pacifist on EU server.
Are you? Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I can get on the EU server.
Yeah, you just have to buy the game again. And,
yeah. It's still cheap now, though. Remember when I originally had to buy the, you know, you buy $60 every time, or was it originally 40, and they went up?
Yeah, but that's not the main thing. It's
right. But now it's...
Yeah.
Now it's how much, it's amazing how much I've spent on WoW for people that come into the game now are like, here's $20, and it's everything through up to Warlords.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do it.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got what are we doing? We're gonna kind of hang out or figure out something, but later tonight we're doing might do a little
barbecue.
Casino and then to the barbecue.
Yeah, little casino until you're tired of it, and then barbecue.
Oh, I won't be in there long. I'm not a smoking guy, so I don't want to be around it.
I really hate
smoking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll be meeting with some folks, and that was nice. That was awesome, you guys. All right, see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Take two. There we go.
Have the LED. Oh, hello.
Yay. I don't know even what to say, man.
I'm Brittle Iron. This is Pits Kai and Wild Iron Man.
Andy Murlock is always
sitting here at the Wellplay Party of the Stone.
That's
right over there.
Well, it looks like it's double size.
Yeah, we just had a Hearthstone gathering tournament, or whatever you want to call it.
I have a little baby.
Came in third place. Got myself my
Oh, really?
Yeah, Treasure Goblin Song.
It's not the dancing one. Whatever.
Right. I know that there's one in my other half here, like to music and stuff.
I have no idea. I'm gonna be putting all these clips together and just sticking it all in one thing.
Didn't everybody get so lame last
night? Here, 10:30 at night. A lot of people have left. We're just kind of hanging out still. We're playing Cards Against Humanity on the other side of the room there. And
I think there are other irons left.
Maybe. I think the other irons have left.
I'm trying to remember. We're not up to the challenge of staying up.
Maybe I'll be Iron Yuri challenge of staying away.
I got the bag. That's all I really wanted.
We can do this.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. And I'm like,
tomorrow?
I got two.
We can do the movie tomorrow.
Why did I get that away?
Apparently some people who are here have already
that
seen
is a,
movie.
That's my daily carry.
Truly saw it on May 26th.
It's just really cool.
People cheat and see what they're doing.
As long as you don't need my sister.
I don't know anybody else.
Keep it out of the way.
I think all of our other irons are gone.
I think tomorrow we'll have a group picture. That would be nice. How you don't get as many irons together at the same time. We're periscoping, by the way.
Just in case it happens, we're watching. Hi, Stir.
Hey, Stir. Hey, I see.
I have a smart ass comment for you, but I can't think of one right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Very,
That's
yes, her personality is in real life is in game. We were forewarned.
Or that you need is a little faith trust and some pixie dust, I'm just saying.
Oh, you're doing 13 years now.
Oh, man. I'm just gonna walk around. Poke people.
Yeah, I'm sure Cards Against Humanity will degenerate very quickly.
Absolutely. I have to walk carefully though. There's more Sangus.
I knew it.
Did I get you already?
Maybe I already got you.
Oh, I don't think I got you.
He said now
there's more of Orsangus. And let's get him from this side too. He's so pretty. Oh, man.
Thank you.
Oh, I will get Pepe.
Hey, how you doing?
You good? Yourself?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. This recording, periscoping this stuff.
Is that periscope?
I am periscoping this. There's some 1-1 sheet.
You're drunk? Yes. Right? You sure you have 7 in
here? There's... What was your name? Was poop tat? That's awesome.
There's a giant box over there. Go grab it.
There's some Sparrow and 112. And there's Pete. Hey, Pete. There's Michelle, which is holy crap, how's it going, buddy? How's it going, man? Alright, there's some Arcane. Hey, how's it going? Hey, Lydra, James. So I am live streaming this stuff just to put some clips together for our show.
That was nice.
They're doing some Cards Against Humanity. And things usually degrade pretty quickly here. So this is Friday night. So there's Major Death. And there's Shoal, who is also known as Cousin Jack, who came in, came in second, damn it. But still. Oh, this guy won. This guy, Major Death, won the tournament
dang old poop. It was probably well earned. I didn't see it, and I wouldn't even know, because I suck ass. Are you guys playing again?
I did it as a joke.
They're not getting addicted or anything.
Oh, okay, all right. All right.
Oh, sorry.
And here, oh, Pepe's here. Hey, Pepe. How's it going, Pepe?
No, I want the machine. I want to be able to
look at it. Are you doing
it now? Live? Yeah, just let you know. So they have put this all this stuff together. Thank you very, very much. We're all having fun. Look, everybody's having fun. So, Eve, thank you for doing this part. This is awesome. I don't know. It says three people are watching, so lots of people. How's it going? Oh, we got new people here. All right. All right.
So,
and we're going to go back over here as I hobble on and just kind of hang out here. Oh, man. Oh. Are you okay to be on stream?
Yeah,
okay. Here's Cheryl. You might have seen her from Twitter. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi.
All right. We're gonna do a group photo. I think tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're just gonna try to get as many iron passes, all that stuff. Just try and get as many people together as we can. Just take a photo, I guess, before the show. Maybe after the show. I don't know. I'm not good at planning this stuff.
I'm actually getting ready to head out.
I'm going to head out with Rashangus here. And I think, maybe I should do this. There we go. And that's going to be it for now. We're just doing short clips. Whoops. Finger in the thing. See you later.
Morning. How you doing, Bill?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Say hello.
Hey, buddy.
Say hello.
Go to hell.
Go to hell. Say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. We're on periscoping stuff. Yeah.
We're online.
Yeah.
Periscope.
I don't know.
We're on the internet.
It's the internet. It's live streaming that doesn't mess up the sound, apparently. So I don't know. I'm going to go like this. This is going to be weird. It's just before the show.
Do you have more of your t-shirts?
I do not.
Damn.
I sent out, I sent out, I was wondering who was going to be here.
Uh-huh.
Just and people that got back to me, I asked them, well, what sizes? And so that's why I brought them. So I only brought based on who got back to me.
So she says I have to talk to you.
Yes.
You have to talk to me?
She is Girl of Mist and she is
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to come.
Six or seven characters now.
Did you say what's gonna come?
No.
Oh, okay. Damn it. Because if so, I would have brought one. Because if you've got a... Oh, dang it. Oh. All right, we're going in. This is right before the movie. This is awesome. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Apparently, we're at the Marcus Cinema. And I'm gonna have to shut all this stuff off. Because I know that this is gonna look weird. So... We're right getting ready to go in. I'm going to have to shut it off to get my ticket, I think. Maybe. We'll see. Yep. All right. See. Oh, I see a 112. How's it going, buddy?
Wait.
Hey.
You're not holding the wall up today, huh?
I would never get drunk. What are you talking about?
You were not drunk. You were happy.
Yeah. I don't know what that drink was, but...
But it was good.
Oh, my God, it was good. All right, I'm going to go off, and we're going to get a ticket. See you guys on the other side.
All right. What are you doing? Periscoping?
Oh. Pepe gets zero chances. But he gets all the love.
And I believe you get some, discounts towards one of these.
We'll get started here in just a little bit.
Oh, there's the guy that made me the drink.
Made you the?
Made me that special drink last night.
Okay.
It was oh so yummy.
Made you oh so losing.
It was so yummy. Holy moly.
One over there.
Holy moly. Oh, there's lots of people here in the back. Wow, look at all the people's.
You know why they call it swag? Because we have enough for everybody. I'm just going to toss these out. Watch out, they're going to have a little thing in their clip. Heads up.
Jesus. Don't hit me in the head. Is Marconi? This is filming Inception here.
just for that. Watch your popcorn and your pop, of course. Do another. Oh, way back. There we go.
You know what's the problem?
There's some here.
So we're. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
I know that we have people here like from such wonderful destinations as Sweden, California, and.
Hey?
Iowa.
Iowa. Iowa.
Canadians are too.
Hey.
Hey.
This
trip I should be on.
Are you serious? No way. Let me see what size
it is. More shirts. Holy crap. Oh, it's a no looker. Hey, you got some more people coming in?
Do you have this thing?
I have no idea.
Put it up this
oh,
one.
Oh, has it doesn't fit me.
Which
way? Back row, I'm going to try.
It's the commercial aid. It's very beach, U.S.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you have it?
No.
You can have it. I have one.
Thank you, sir.
Well,
got swag. Got swag.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Thank you, sir. Got swag. Got swag. Whoa. Wow. I think Sparrow got that one. Sparrow got that one. He's just throwing everything out.
How happy is your wife to see this go away,
man? Wait at the camera, watch.
That doesn't have one.
That does not have a ticket.
No, they want shirts.
No, we want shirts. Holy crud.
I could be tossing these.
Oh!
After the show, we all want to use this.
Right in the back.
We have a bunch of pins.
Atta boy! That one hit the wall? Hit the wall. Good lord. All the way back there. Holy moly. So I would be periscoping this, but the signal in here is still good, so it's got to record. It's just going to walk it.
So who here is for the horn? Woo! And for the alliance?
Woo!
Woo! I think the alliance is pretty much a bigger crowd. So we're getting around and
build.
Who else?
There's Greenbeard.
No problem. All right, does everybody know Tuli?
Right in his face. And here's Softy, and there's Sangus.
You get to hold this, because I'm going to eat it all otherwise.
Okay, good.
Oh, you already
did it.
No, you didn't.
I have to record.
You eat it.
Tuli will eat it.
I see. We'll see. I'll see where it goes. I split it. I was like, I don't know. There's a bunch of people there that want it.
Just gotta keep an eye on him, because otherwise you're gonna get hit. Get it right in the head. Let's see if I can follow one.
Does everybody have a round ticket? Does anybody need a round ticket? Let's just make sure. Do you need a round ticket? Okay, one there. Thank you guys so much for coming out.
All right, raffle time.
I want to thank our volunteers, number one. We saw Eve and Age up front. Of course, there's lots of people behind the scenes. Kalani, Panda,
we have Turarts.
Turarts, who couldn't make it here, unfortunately. And some other folks as well. And thank you guys thanks to Blizzard Entertainment. They gave us some really cool stuff that we're going to be giving away with these raffle tickets. So you want to keep your raffle tickets. You want to keep them handy. You want to keep them out. Because if you don't claim them, I will.
Right? It's cool stuff, guys.
We've got more people coming out.
It's good. It's good. And we also have some
more
stuff
folks
that we can toss out.
Probably. I have no idea who they are.
You want to just do that?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. So, I don't know if you saw this t-shirt.
Yeah.
How many people want this t-shirt?
Woo!
Alright, so.
Oh no.
Now,
Tuli's putting the popcorn down. He's serious business.
We yeah? got a few of another thing. A different shirt. From Jinx. So, you guys can get this stuff from Jinx. I'm just trying to do different sizes of the room. I'm not looking at people.
And then it's not on the Warcraft.
Watch your drinks.
Watch your popcorn.
Yeah.
Marconin.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to frisbee toss this as far as I can in back.
That was no good. Oh no, right in the face.
Crosswolf plan, too. Yeah.
Nice
job.
Alright.
We still have four. Oh my god.
Softy. Softy just reaches up. Booyah.
What do I do?
What a guy.
I
already bought it.
Softies.
We also have Alliance and Horde bracelets. If you are not that faction, you can probably find someone who is of that faction. It's a good way to meet your neighbors.
That was a nice little.
Those are aerodynamic.
Wow. These things are going fire. Let's see again. Here we go. Let's see this. Here we go. Let's see this one. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, come on, man.
Wallets.
Nice.
I think you should probably just get to it. Yeah, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. We are going to be pulling tickets, so please have your tickets handy. That was a fast one.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow, look at that.
We're not going to throw these. But if you need a raffle ticket, make sure you get a raffle ticket. We have to make sure that we get those guys in.
That'd be helpful.
It's time to pull for prizes that are amazing.
Who's time to pull for prizes?
A couple of prints here. One Alliance, one Horde. They're canvas. They're awesome. This is for Blizzard Entertainment. We also have a few different ones of these. These are phone chargers. So they're really cool. Not only is it we have an Alliance shield, we also have Doomhammer.
Well, there we go.
And we also have one for the Horde. We gave away the Alliance one last night at the Hearthstone Fireside Gathering.
Thank you.
That was
that guy right over there.
Yeah, right over there. Okay, we still have more tickets.
But Brittle Iron won the secondary tournament because he was representing.
Right.
Go Brittle.
We're in a rush. Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go, guys. Let's give away. What are we giving away? We're giving away
the Alliance
one. The Alliance one. We're giving that to 9334781.
No. 4781. Here's mine. I don't know if you can see that. 9-6. 9-3-3-4-7-9-6. The correct number is supposed to be 9-6, not 8-5.
All right. Now we have For the Horde.
Woo!
It's a really cool candidate. 9-3-3-4-7-8-4.
Yeah!
Right there!
Moly.
Our folks from Exciting Iowa.
Exciting Iowa.
We'll give away Doomhammer. Bone Charger thing.
9-6. 9-6.
And that one goes to?
9-6. 9-6.
7, the last three numbers. 7.
9-6.
6.
Oh my gosh.
Right there.
Ooh.
And now the Alliance Shield phone charger thing.
Oh man, I need 2, a phone charger.
7-6-2. Right over there. There we go. Nice work.
And
yeah,
I don't think they're mixed.
Give away the Horde one next.
That's a tough one.
Shut these up a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. The last three numbers are 7-4-4.
Son of a
gun. All right. Yeah. There we go.
Son of a gun.
And
run.
We also have the Blizzard art book.
Oh.
The art of
that's
Blizzard.
Very nice.
We also have another one of these. It's all the fan art book stuff. We're going to give that away tonight. We're doing a podcast in the Holiday Inn in Chanhassen. We have the room, and so if you want to come down and check it out and see what's going on, we're going to be doing that at 8 o'clock tonight. We have the fan art book that we'll be giving away there, along with some other prizes from Green Man Gaming as well. So and from Jake's, we have a couple more prizes there. All right, this one, last three numbers, 7-9-4.
Oh. I already have it.
Oh,
you're out, Salty. Yeah. You're out.
Sorry, Salty.
You're out.
That was off by one number.
All right, 7-7-3. 7-7-3, right there. Awesome.
Dang, oh, poop. Softy's such a nice guy. He could have got it and sold it or something. Such a nice guy.
We also have some and this is for Glitch Runners. If you would like one of these, we have a few of these to give away. Mm-hmm. If you would like one, just raise your hand. We'll see what we can do.
This is a four-man land game, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can play this
out.
All right.
I have no idea what that is.
I'll come around. And we have one more announcement for you guys.
People are running. Uh-oh.
Two. I'll give Jules the mic here in just a sec so you guys can check out. Who else wants a game? Main code.
All right.
There you go.
For Glitch Runners.
Glitch Runners.
All right.
Yeah.
And now for the announcements.
Coming in.
By the way, this party is a part of the Well Played Party stuff. Go to wellplayedparty.com. You can check out our Discord and all the stuff that's going on over there. And of course, Well Played Party started with BlizzCon, so we have a big announcement right now.
Take it away, Jules.
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming. We're so glad to have you here today. So far, and we do have an announcement that BlizzCon season has just opened as of today. Our Kickstarter has opened and is live right now. We would love your support to help us with BlizzCon 2016 because we have a tremendous amount that we're trying to do this year. The short link to our Kickstarter is tinyurl.com/wellplayed2016. And if we could get your support to help with our party this year, we would love it. Because we really, really, really want to make this even bigger than we have. Because like this last Minnesota meetup, we had 150 people signed up for this event, and we're just keeping on. So we thank you for all of your support and all things you do for us. We're just going to continue making events for you. So that's our plan. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Awesome. We need a chant.
We need a chant. chant. Oh my gosh.
Chant.
I'm not messing. How about a four Azeroth?
Oh, I like that.
Three. One, two, three.
Four Azeroth!
There we go. Thanks so much for coming out, guys. All
right. And here we go. See you on the other side.
All right. It is now after the movie.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
It's all good.
You after guys are going to be my go-to guys.
Aww.
So, what did you guys think?
I loved the fishing bobber.
The fishing bobber?
Yep. That was the best part of the whole movie. And the murloc.
I don't remember. I remember the murloc. Tuli. About to call you by your real name.
Which is Tuli.
Which is Tuli. Yes. What did you think, sir?
Well, considering I've already seen this one before, it was just how I remember it. Thanks.
Oh,
there's not nearly enough fishing or pet battles in that.
Were we waiting for Miss Noid?
Yeah.
She just walked
her, yeah,
right
she's
past
getting her bag
us.
Out of their car.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I didn't see any archaeology being done either.
No! None of that.
No herbing or mining.
No! The dwarves we know were doing it. We just didn't get to see it. Honestly, it's pretty much what I expected.
Sorry, what's that?
So it was pretty much what I expected, unfortunately. It was like a video game movie trying to be a serious movie, and it felt a lot of times like it fell short of the marks. You didn't really care about some of the characters at times if you don't know them. The ending with Khadgar, where he turns into a giant fell demon, I kind of went, this is Ghostbusters.
See you later.
See you, buddy. Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Here's take care, Felix.
Felix, are you not coming back?
No, we're going to get something to eat, and then we're going to start driving home.
Yeah, have a safe drive.
All right.
Are you hungry enough for armies?
Alright, I'll catch you later. Yep. Right.
See
you.
See ya.
Stoney missed it.
He might be hungry enough for Arby's.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Alright.
I will say that I liked it.
Okay.
And I was saying to Tuli, I don't think I was... I thought it was good. Okay. I don't think it was great. Oh my god. It's
Lord
the best
Rings,
things
Star
ever.
Wars,
well,
like
I don't know about Lord of the Rings. I will...
What? You don't like Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I don't know, man. So, okay, this is what I think.
What?
I liked it. I usually don't like to pay for movies, and so I rarely go to see a movie twice, okay? So, if I were to get an option to pay for, like, a cheap day, you know, where it's, like, $5 or something, which... We do. I would watch it again, but I don't think I'd pay full price for it. I will buy it when it comes out.
I won't.
No?
No. You're right. I probably will.
Buy
just
it.
To own it, but I won't watch it.
Oh, I'll watch
I'm
it.
I'm disappointed.
I think I paid, like, what was it, $35 for my viewing of the IMAX 3D.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, 3D, I can't do that. I'm not a fan of it. I prefer just... Let me watch the film as it was made, you know? Like,
yeah.
Oh, really?
It was weird because the movie felt like more of the perspective from the orcs, not from the humans. Where it's
yeah.
like watching Lord of the Rings from the perspective of Sauron.
Remember, we're in a American movie parking lot that you guys don't respect stop signs, right?
Oh, but he
right?
was going.
Oh, okay.
So I had to.
Okay, fine.
Truly, where are we going?
Right,
so we are going to a brewery.
Perfect.
You,
sorry.
Okay, oh, I didn't.
Sorry, I'm just being a doofus. Do you think that you would let a child see it?
No. It's too brutal.
Oh, okay. That was a bit wrong then. Okay. It's just.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Tuli's navigating.
I thought it was right as well.
We are going the right way? All right. So,
yeah.
We're going to a brewery, and then after we're done that, we're going to go to where?
Softy's house.
Softy's house.
We're going to let Ursangus into the house so he can get all his stuff, because he forgot to bring any of it with.
Nice.
Then he can go, I'll let the dogs out, and then...
Who let the dogs out?
Me. Oh, wait, Ursangus is leaving tonight. I get a bed tonight. Hot damn!
Oh, man.
That's right. You have to snuggle with me from 15 feet away.
I don't want to snuggle. All right. Then.
Oh, wait. Actually, Miss Noid, if you want to snuggle, I should offer as well. He's on that futon.
Oh, boy.
You want to keep the couch?
Fine on the couch.
Okay, all right.
Pat Crean said that they're doing a live show at what time? At 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock tonight. All
8 o'clock
back
tonight.
Over here.
So that's 8 o'clock Central, I believe.
Yes,
right?
8 o'clock Central. All right. Because we are in Central.
So I'll be doing another live stream, maybe at the house, I don't know.
Okay.
But for sure at the thingy.
The thingy? What's the thingy?
At the gathering room.
What gathering? What are we
tonight,
talking?
Tonight.
I'm not going to that.
What do you mean you're not going to that?
It's another hour back this way. I'm sick
of
driving.
Oh, my God. All right, I'll see you guys then. See ya. So.
Merlocos.
Okay.
And yeah, so the Murloc.
So I am doing a quick update right now. Basically, what's going to happen is that we're going to listen to Pat and Jules. Live podcast, which starts fairly soon in about 40 minutes. And that, I believe, is going to run about an hour or so. And once we're past the hour, then we will do our own update and we will go over Iron Man, Bloodthirsty, Pacifist. And as well, we'll have a Iron Spotlight with Brittle Iron and his wife Pixie. So this is just a quick update. I don't think we have enough time just because it basically took us about an hour to drive down here. And so I might start to try to live stream some of the live podcasts, which I think would be neat. I don't know if I would in the final cut. I don't know if I would put the whole thing in there. I might just cut out only have the best pieces in there, right? Like funny stuff and all that. But otherwise, if things go well, I'll see you in a little bit. Okay. Cheers.
That is.
But we're we have to step it up a notch for our goals. So we definitely wanted to launch it earlier than we did last year. And ask people for their support, so that's what we're doing. And we've got some really cool tiers. Like, if you are a podcaster or a voiceover artist or someone who wants to get into voiceover, Pat is actually doing, he's doing podcasts and voiceover coaching as part of this Kickstarter.
Look out, you'll get all the wrong information.
So is that like the $10 tier?
Yeah, it's $10.
The $10 tier, absolutely. We've got some new artists this year, really cool people, like Freenon, she's with us. Whammo is doing banners for us. We have some new artists that have joined us as well, and we're super, super excited to offer new things, including if you want, you can get your own personal website for your podcast or hobby or something that's designed by someone who did the Open Raid. Like, you guys know Open Raid, right?
Right.
We have the guy who like helped develop that site who is going to do that for us. We're stoked. We're super stoked for BlizzCon. It's hard to believe that we're going to go right off of this one and start planning for the next one, but that's what we're
going to
do.
That's what we do. So let's talk a little bit. Let's do a little bit of a recap on the weekend for folks that you know we're recording for that weren't able to join us. First, I'll start it off on Thursday night. Thursday night before the Minnesota meetup.
I'm afraid about this.
There's a reason that I haven't been drinking all weekend. That's all I'm gonna say.
He got his quota in on Thursday night.
Oh. Yeah, and then some. So, to everybody that was there, apologize. But then we come in on Friday, and there were tons of people here, and there were tons of people hanging out. We went to the casino for a little bit.
For dinner, basically.
And then we saw that this entire meeting room, was full of Hearthstone geeks just on their phones the entire time. There was tons of pictures. Everybody's looking at their phone.
We were getting comments on Twitter saying, it's a gathering, a meetup, why is everybody on their damn phone? And I'm like, no, we meant to do that. We're not being antisocial, we're actually competing.
Right. So we did the Hearthstone Fireside Challenge. And Mage Death won the killed it. It was awesome.
And he's playing here again.
He's kind of addicted, but that's okay. That's okay. I like the fact that we can bring our Blizzard games with us when we travel and do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, one day they're going to have Overwatch tournaments here. You watch. Everybody's going to bring their laptops.
Wow.
You're not missing that one, right?
So what else happened last night? Anything cool? Anybody have a cool story that they wanted to share? Or anything? I mean, you know, we're just kind of hanging out here.
Yeah, seriously. Well, first we should talk about where people came from.
Sure.
I think. We know that we've got people from Iowa. We've got Iowa. We've got Wisconsin. Of course, Minnesota.
Woo!
Yeah. Local people. We've got Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
California.
California. Yeah. Where else? What am I missing?
Sweden. Norway.
We've got Texas here in the room right now. Ohio.
Washington.
This is what's amazing about this community is that you guys are willing to spend money, your own money, to come see each other. It's pretty damn cool.
Well, it's either that or a therapist, you know.
Either that or a therapist is what 112 just said. I don't know. There's something very magical about being able to be in the same space. Because we play with each other all the time on games and do, you know, we can get on Battletag and we'd be like, hey, let's go play some Overwatch or some WoW. But it doesn't match this. It doesn't match the fact that we're sitting in the same room together. We can just
There's an intangible
that
you get in a space where you meet up. And anybody that's been to BlizzCon knows that stuff as well.
Yeah.
So if you've ever been to BlizzCon, this is like a mini BlizzCon. This weekend it really has been
kind of a
mini BlizzCon
in
a lot of ways. Just hanging out and getting drunk in the hotel last night. There's people doing that. That's very familiar.
Stone is sitting over here shaking his head. No.
That never happened.
Never.
Bad hygiene.
Yeah, nerd sweat.
Wait, there was no nerd sweat.
There was a lot of nerd sweat.
There was no nerd smell.
No.
We were good.
There was
sweat. Kudos to you guys for bathing.
Yay!
Thank you, hygiene. That is the best.
Yes. The heat was definitely one of the things this weekend that kind of took over a lot of ways. So it was actually really good to sit in a theater for 2 hours. And not be in the heat for a little bit.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but the first theater we were supposed to be in, the air conditioner wasn't working. And so when we got in there and the manager showed us the space, and I'm like, it's stuffy in here. And he goes, well, no, I'm trying to turn the air on. It's not turning on. And I'm thinking, we're 150 people coming into this room, and we've already dealt with the in-the-room sweating our butts off for the night. I was going to say something else, but I can't. And so they were really nice, and they actually moved us to a larger theater with air conditioner that worked for the most part. I mean, it got hot in there at the end, and I'm like, guys, what happened? Did your bill run out? So, it was just us because we were so excited and just moving.
Yes.
It was all the arcane magic.
Arcane magic.
So wait, how many mages are in the room? Let me ask this.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about this movie?
Woo-hoo!
If you're playing a mage, man, this movie is for you. This could be your only movie. I mean, just unless some space specs. We got 10 other specs to deal with. So, I mean, to a lesser extent, Warlocks got a little bit of love with Gul'dan and such. But if you play a mage, this was the movie for you. The magic was all over the place.
Yeah, and the Easter eggs were the best. I mean, I think that was my favorite thing about being in that theater with all of these folks that are sitting here, is because we all laughed at the same stuff that we caught. It's like the Murloc going by.
Oh, yeah.
The Murloc was the funniest, and we're all going, ah, it's a Murloc. You know, nobody else, if you went with your mom would be like, what?
Yeah. Anybody else have a good Easter egg that they saw?
The sheep
really wasn't an Easter egg. I mean, that was just kind of a blatant thing.
That's great.
What do you got,
Adam?
Fishing, yep.
The cat guard ding.
The cat guard ding?
Yeah, he leveled up.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I missed that.
It sounded like a cell phone.
Yeah, he levels up.
It sounded like a cell phone? Yeah.
I thought it was
a cell phone. Oh, that's funny. Marconi actually caught one, too. Yeah, the pan out with Ironforge, when you guys saw Ironforge, there was a dwarf hunter on the hill.
Yeah.
And I missed it. And he goes, there's a dwarf hunter on the hill. And I'm like, where?
By the way, the cities looked so cool, didn't they, guys?
Yeah. Ironforge, man.
Ironforge, Stormwind. Wow. Those just looked phenomenal.
I was really impressed.
Even the orc camps were awesome.
Yeah, the
orc camps were really great, too. Yeah. I wanted like to see Orgrimmar at the end of it.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, yeah, this is Orgrimmar. Now we're going to get into the real stuff after this movie. We're going to get into it. Because I want to see more movies like this.
Exactly.
Definitely.
By the way, guys, I should mention this, too. So Torin Think Tank has a really unique opportunity this coming week. Is we're going to be interviewing a gentleman named Jeff White, who is the visual effects supervisor for Industrial Light and Magic, who did this movie. He actually was the visual effects supervisor for Warcraft. And so if you guys want to submit questions for Jeff, he's a super nice guy, and he's just super stoked to actually talk about the movie now because he couldn't before. So just make sure you send it our way, because we will be open for fan questions for this very nice man who actually made all those visual effects, like the orcs looking amazingly realistic. Yep.
Well, I mean, how long have those guys been in production? Because, I mean, seriously, it's been like two and a half years. Is it 4 years?
Yeah. I think it's been four.
With pre-production and everything like that, yeah.
Post-production was 2 years.
Yeah,
post-production was 2 years. And they announced it 10 years ago. So they announced the movie. They said, it's going to be a movie, 2006.
Yeah.
Coming soon. TM. Well.
You know, I'm curious, too. How many of you guys were at BlizzCon 2014? Were you in that audience for yelling for Azeroth, for the Horde, for the Alliance? Were you guys there? Well, you're not the stoked, like, human being sitting at the end when they're going, for Azeroth! I'm like, I was in there! I was in that audience! That was super cool. That was really cool. Because that was us. We were actually the fans making that call.
Yeah.
So cool. I'm sorry. That's cool. I'm tangent.
And there was a credit at the end of that.
Yeah,
there was a credit.
Yeah, we stayed to the end of the credits. Like we're all Marvel movie fans or something.
Everybody was super quiet, and then like the credits end, and then you're like, oh, something's coming. Oh, it's a logo. All right.
We're too Marvelized now.
That's right. Were there any other big surprise moments that you guys were excited to see? Anything in particular that stood out to you guys out there?
I want King Lane's armor.
Kingling's armor.
Oh, yeah.
That helmet too.
Yes.
That helmet was badass.
Right.
And the helm shined as armor.
Yeah. Seriously, it was that armor, and Lothar's armor was badass too. I wanted his armor.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just wanted that little knife that Grona had. That's all I want. Just that little knife.
Did that knife have a name, Lorehounds?
King Killer.
This isn't Game of Thrones.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
No. Yes, there are spoilers. I'll have to put that in on the top of this little recording. So, what else? What else about the movie?
Was there anything you didn't like?
Oh, boy. Well, there are certain things that you can be critical about.
Okay.
I think. You can be critical about story a little bit, about the plot, you know, about the relationships, because, like, Lothar and Garona seemed to, their relationship was on an accelerated course for some reason, and I have no idea why. It's like there was no reason why they were kind of bringing themselves closer to each other. At least I didn't get it.
Well, there was no lead up, really, for that.
Right.
It was like suddenly we really like each other.
So I'm thinking maybe there's something in the director's cut where we're going to see something, some more explanation as to how those guys, you know, get together.
He's got a Kirk complex.
He's green
screen.
Yeah.
He's got a Kirk complex.
Kirk complex. He loves Star Trek. That's it.
Why was Orgrim a frost wolf?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
There were a lot
probably
of...
Probably
continuity. Probably just for ease of storytelling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I have no idea. What else about the movie?
Let's see. There were a couple moments for me that the dialogue was a little clunky.
Sure.
Just, you know, it just kind of felt like there would be a scene and then they'd have some dialogue and then it would just stop. But I don't know about you. I loved Khadgar. I thought Khadgar was amazing for character development. He's probably one of the best developed characters, I should say.
I'm sad that Medivh didn't age him.
You're sad that Medivh didn't age him. Yeah. I'm wondering if that's number two.
I don't know.
We're hoping that number two is going to be Thrall's story. Of course, they're ending on the baby in the water.
Which makes sense.
Makes sense for that. And then number three being Arthas's story.
We were talking about it before, and I was like, well, it's the third. If you go into the third movie, I mean, it's got to be Arthas because that was Lich King. I mean, it was, you know.
Frozen Throne.
You got it, Frozen Throne for Warcraft. So, I mean, all that stuff. It's, what you got, Ben?
Love, Ben.
Now we finally know why in the previews Lothar is barefoot.
Now we know in the previews why Lothar is barefoot. Yes, that is true. Because he didn't have his armor with him.
Because he got stuck in the hole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I just totally blanked on what I was going to say. So.
What do you got, Mark Cronin?
No, no.
No gnomes.
Yeah.
You got two worms.
Gnomes got screwed again.
You
yeah.
did not get dwarves. You did. There were some dwarves in the council.
Yeah, there were a bunch of dwarves.
They were sitting in the council room, and they were kind of looking very upset.
There was
no Torin.
That was Magni.
Yeah, one of them was Magni.
One of them was Magni, yeah.
No Torin.
It's
probably for the best.
Yeah.
It's like
no
an ancillary character, and you go, what is that? I mean, like, for those guys that don't know Warcraft or whatever, it would just be kind of like this weird.
Yeah, we did get the Draenei just in the beginning.
Yeah,
they were
that
story.
Was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty neat.
They did them. I think that they animated them well, made them look very interesting.
Sure.
But I was very happy with what I saw in front of me, you know, because it really felt like Duncan Jones had the eye of a Warcraft player in mind, and so when we saw those cities, I mean, we were sitting there going, oh my god, when we saw some of those cities. Dalaran did that for me. Dalaran was crazy.
Dal's cool, and Stormwind, I mean, all the different
Stormwind
shots
of
Stormwind were
amazing. The Bloodpath and Stormwind.
Yeah, the Bloodpath, that's right.
That was a great throwback for us.
Yeah,
for flying into that spot there.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah.
I think I did that last week, actually. Yes.
I really like that they showed female warriors in both.
Female warriors in both?
That's what World of Warcraft is.
Yeah.
We have male and female, and so it's not like they just made it male heavy everywhere. It's like,
right.
If they're going to be in the game that you play, they're also.
A lot of the lead characters were male, but there were still women in the fray and taking it to the other side. It's always nice. So, definitely.
It was disappointing to me that only two of the female orcs that were portrayed were not looking like they were insane.
Disappointing that two of the female orcs not portrayed as insane.
Yeah. Only Draka and Garon look anywhere near sane.
Yeah. Everybody else kind of looked a little like.
Yeah, it was a little weird. But they were trying to bring that savage thing back.
Fell
influence, yes.
There is a pool nearby.
I think they were trying to show what the Fell was doing.
Sure.
Yeah, showing what the Fell was doing was really kind of integral of this story.
Right.
But it was, I'm thinking I need to go see it again really soon.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things you can miss, especially because they were trying to do both sides, and so you're trying to, like, take it all in. You're trying to really soak it all in, and story's kind of tough when you don't have like just one guy that you're trying to follow. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Lord of the Rings, it started with Frodo, and then it built up into his fellowship, and there was just no time on this one, so it just jumped into here's this guy over here, and that was one of the things at the beginning that I found kind of weird,
because
you're jumping from place to place, and you're going. Okay, I just don't feel settled yet.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm in the movie. I feel like I'm just kind of watching the pre-movie. So, but, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
They had a lot of story to get into that 2 hours to get you where we ended up. And so, but I was pleased overall. What would your rating be for this
movie? Out of how many?
We'll give it a letter grade.
A letter grade? Oh, boy. All right.
B minus?
Yeah, I think I'd give it it would be in the B category.
That's what I was going to say, too.
It's a B movie? No, it's not a B movie. Morrow, yes.
At the council table?
Yeah.
Where they were all meeting near the end? What? Were those high elves? What elves? What were they?
They were high elves.
High elves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. A little just kind of side thing for them, but... Yeah,
so how many people would give this movie an A? Like it was right up your alley.
Okay.
Got one?
Kind of,
you got some
of?
In the some
A-minus.
That are like,
A-minus.
Eh, it's like
A-minus.
An A-minus. A-minus. Yeah.
How about
A-minus.
A B-plus?
How
B-plus is good.
Yeah. If it was a little longer.
Yeah,
I kind of wanted more. I wanted more, right?
Yep.
Director's cut. Everybody buy the movie.
Yeah, because we're going to have to help them, like, I guess Mark Harmon was looking at this earlier to see what they needed in order to make a profit on the film, and with the marketing and the production and all that, they needed half a billion dollars, $500 million in order to break even, and so currently it doesn't look like it's going to track that way. But it could. With the
270 million internationally.
270 million in China. No, internationally.
International.
And China did like
160 million.
160 just for this weekend.
It outdid Star Wars.
We're doing 70 million in the U.S. right now.
Yes, because I am stellar with Google.
That's actually not bad for an opening weekend for a film that is very niche.
Well, and. Let's not forget, I think that's what it says. So, if that's just the U.S., if that 70 million is just the U.S., that exceeds what they were expecting for opening weekend. Because they were expecting 25 million.
That's kind of low.
Yeah.
For the entire run.
I think that was kind of low.
But they were expecting 25 million, and it's like, okay, well, we've crushed that. That's good. That's good news. And I'm sure in China it's going crazy for Hoopoo Gods.
Well, the DVD's already out in China.
Yeah, Forbes snags. Warcraft snags 10 million on Friday.
Right.
So
we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out by the time we stop recording.
In China. But let me ask you guys this. If you were to say to your families, people that you hang out with or that you like, you know, go see Warcraft because you really like it, do you think that you would want to say that to people and recommend that they go see it, or do you feel like it's more meant just for us?
Yeah, you
just
choose
a
play.
You
don't
know,
but
did you like it?
I loved it. I don't know anything about it. I loved it.
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Not having any background at all. That's really
good. A brave soul.
That's always the thing, especially about video game movies in general, and you can even say the same thing about fantasy games or fantasy movies. If you're not into it, sometimes it just doesn't transfer, right?
Yeah,
so that's good. I'm glad that you had a good time. I'm glad that you liked it. Maybe it's because you got free stuff before the movie. You're right.
I know for me, like, my parents don't know anything about Warcraft at all, and so they, you know, except for what they see. And, you know, my dad knows what Goldshire is, which I don't know why he knows what Goldshire is.
Wow.
He's never played the game at all, but he has enough knowledge to be dangerous, so I would say, hey, Dad, they do mention Goldshire in the film. You should go see it.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I don't either.
Right.
We'll talk.
Wow, boy. Wow.
No, he's looked over my shoulder one time when I played and he just said, "What is that?" You know, just all the buttons and all the things on the screen. But he understands a little bit more now.
Right. Well, according to Box Office Mojo, so far domestically it says 10 million.
Yeah, that seems.
And foreign is 276 million.
That seems foreign.
So.
In mind.
So, we still have a ways to go. But the weekend isn't done yet, and so we'll see what ends up happening after this weekend.
Right.
So, there we have it.
There we go.
Apparently Google was wrong. Yeah, who is going to see it again?
Yeah, like half the room
is anybody not going to see it again?
You can be clear about it.
You got a couple.
Maybe.
It's all right. One and done. That's fine.
No, it depends on the price.
Depends on the price? Okay.
Yeah, well, you know.
See, now you know what you do is you go to the fancy theater where they have the booze upstairs, the balcony, You just go up there with your favorite beverage and you kick back in one of those recliners and you just that would be good. I love that theater. That's a great theater.
There's one. You're talking about one in Minneapolis.
There's one in St. Louis Park.
In Burnsville, too.
In Burnsville?
Yep.
I don't know. You guys are still around in town. You might want to think about going to get the Booze Theater.
Yeah.
Even Oakdale has food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's some fancy ones. So, got to go to those for sure. And then, so after the movie, we talked about Valley Fair a little bit.
Yeah.
We talked about the rides. We talked about the melting. You guys went, Tula. You guys went to a brewery, right?
Yeah.
How was the brewery? It was in Shakopee, right?
Yeah, just 1.8 miles from the Valley Fair.
Okay, just a little bit from Valley Fair, and was it good? I mean, was it okay?
Well, the growler's empty.
Yeah, the growler's empty. that's a good sign.
Yeah, so, it was great.
And it's only 8:30, so you're screwed for the rest of the night. But no, I bought more than one.
I purchased two, so one of them is still
right. Anybody else do anything cool after the movie? Anything around town or anything like that, or just hanging out? Just trying to Mall of America.
Yeah, try to Mall of America.
No problem.
Yeah, cool party with the kids.
Cool party. Yeah. Nice.
And lunch with people and talk about the movie.
Oh, nice lunch and talking about the movie afterwards. That's awesome.
With folks at the movie this morning.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Wonderful.
Cool. You know what we should do?
What?
We should give away some more stuff.
I
should
do that.
I have one question.
We
should give away some
more
stuff.
Yeah, Dave has a question.
Oh, Dave.
So,
question.
After seeing the movie, does anyone want Blizzard to redo Kara like they did with Molten Core?
To redo Kara like they did
with
Molten
Core. Yeah, bring it up to...
It's my favorite raid. I think for me, I would absolutely love it if we would be able to go in at our...
current level.
110 level.
They
would
probably break it like they broke Molten Core.
Yeah, if they break it like Molten Core.
Right. Well, I'm saying if they would do a good job, wouldn't it be cool to see that again? Especially after the movie, like you got a little more...
I don't
more...
think Periscopers so can do the giveaways.
Flex mode to do
I want them to do that with all the different raids and stuff like that. I've kind of been talking about that off and on for the last 5 years or so.
But they have the technology to do it now in the game itself with the scaling zones and stuff.
And makes things flex a lot better, I still think that's probably on the back burner for them, but I hope that they can get.
But we're getting three raid tiers in Legion.
So
time walking raids. Oh yeah.
Well, yes. There is that.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, we have stuff to give away. We got a couple
of
shirts.
We have a shirt that we're both wearing.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, we're both wearing these shirts. From Jinx. Jinx gave us a few shirts to give away. Green Man Gaming gave us codes to Glitch Runners.
That's very nice of them to do
Glitch
that.
Runners is a... how would you...
It's a four-man... You can play it on LAN. You can play it with your friends. And it's basically an objective game. You're going after the same objective to try to...
It's like Frogger on acid. it looks really cool.
It's
so.
On Steam. It's really, really cool. Green Man Gaming has been really supportive and well played, so we really thank them for that.
And the reason that most people showed up, I think, is right here, because I have a book from Blizzard Entertainment. It's called Tribute. No, it's not the song. It's from... great song. But it's... all the fan art and stuff from artists around town that don't work for Blizzard but doing Warcraft stuff and other Blizzard artwork. So it's really cool. We gave away the big book of Blizzard art today.
Yep.
And those guys sent us a bunch of stuff. So big thanks to Blizzard Entertainment for sending us things.
And Jinx as well for sending us shirts and lanyards and stuff. All that great stuff, but what we didn't talk about is how we're going to give these away.
Yeah, I know. So we got to think of that.
We have to come up with the way to do that, because I don't have a Twitch chat room that I can just do a random poll in there.
Slash roll.
I can't do a slash roll.
I get 100. Everybody has 100. Oh my god!
That's why you need to switch from Discord to Curse. Because they have, the Curse chat client has great giveaway functionality.
Ah, see, we've got to think about that.
So we'll think about this for a second. Maybe we do trivia, but I don't really have any trivia on hand. So, So I get everything? So if we were going for proximity, then I get everything. Okay, I'm cool with that.
Let's do a battle royale.
She's got things rolling on her phone. We'll see.
Okay. So, I think you guys know that there was, this movie has been in production for quite some time, and there was a director that contacted Blizzard and said they wanted to direct the film, and they said, no way in hell would we allow you to direct the film.
Uwe Boll.
Yeah.
I heard it.
That's too easy.
All right.
That's the one that ruins every video game ever.
There was another director that was attached to it for a while.
That's true.
Sam Raimi.
If you shout it out, you do not win. This is it.
I know.
Stop yelling it out.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. This one.
All right. All right.
How many days did it take to complete filming of Warcraft? Just call it out.
160?
Nope. Not 160.
Nope.
783.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
42.
Nope. One raid lockout.
One raid lockout.
25.
Nope.
No.
Sorry, I tried.
Too hard. Here we go. So it was over 3 months.
Oh.
It was over 3 months.
1 week.
98.
And the numbers.
You got it. There you
go. I think maybe this one.
That's a good one.
I think maybe this one. There was a lot of guesses going on. So,
yay!
1, 2, 3.
Oh, come on. I'm giving it to the vendor.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
Oh, did you know?
All right, so this is going to be for a t-shirt. Who was originally approached to be King Lane? I want to see hands on this one. Who was originally approached to be King Lane?
But was not cast in the role.
Was not cast in the role. Yes, Bim.
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell would be awesome.
Bruce Campbell is King Lane.
That would have been great. Just that chin just poking through the helmet. That would have been great.
Look up his eye. I don't know what other movies he's in.
Uh-oh. All right. We got to go with something else then. Nobody remembers that it was Colin Farrell.
It was Colin Farrell.
Oh.
Oh my God.
It was Colin Farrell.
Look at that one.
You do it.
I don't know how to do that without it.
All right. Okay, so at one point, a well-known pirate was interested to star. Let's go with Morrow. That
oh,
is correct.
Look at that.
Come here, buddy. I'll give you a t-shirt.
He totally
don't kill anybody.
How can you
kill someone
with a t-shirt?
Bam. There you go. Do it. Do it up. No, everybody was saying that. They were saying that already.
Okay.
You were talking about Sam Raimi. Come on.
Oh, okay. So, Dominic Cooper and Ruth Negga play Lane and Lady Taria. They also star in as a couple in a recent series on AMC. Sparrow. Yes, that's correct.
That is correct.
I saw that earlier today.
We will give you a t-shirt.
Good,
because
that's what I want.
That's
all right. We've got a couple of games, too. All right. Who is Duncan Jones' dad?
Oh, one there. My hand up fast enough.
One there. There we go. Come on up. There you go. Those are the prizes that we had left.
Yes.
We just held back a couple.
Congratulations
to those
guys.
Thank you guys so much for being out here. It's been great. It's been hot. It's been sweaty.
Yes.
Now it is time to drink and be merry and I'll play music and we'll just have a good time.
Swearing since we couldn't have
Drinking and swearing.
Wait, wait till we go off.
Well, you know what? Give us some alcohol, put us on a microphone, cool, you never know what happens. So.
Right. Exactly.
I also wanted to just give a thank you to all of our volunteers from this weekend. Ivalani and Majdev, I could not have done this without you guys. Photographs for running around like crazy with me this weekend.
And with the roller coaster injury. So that's good.
Yep. And of course, Pat, for all the things that he does as part of this, too.
Yeah, sure. And you, yeah, for putting all this together. And you know, there's a lot of other people that aren't here right now, so it's definitely a team effort.
We got to give a shout out to Turarx, Kalani, and Battle Panda, who also put the behind the scenes things together, and it wouldn't happen. But I have to also finally say thank you to you guys, because your donations made this possible.
Absolutely,
We had enough donations to be able to make the tickets free, for to have this room and to have the internet in this room. And it was because of you guys and your generosity, and well played functions on your generosity. So thank you guys so much for all of you.
And with that, we'll mention once again, BlizzCon Kickstarter is live. Go to tinyurl.com/
Well Played 2016.
There we go. And please go, you know, give a little something there too, and then we can make BlizzCon real special. And we can just keep this thing growing, and we'll do that for the Minnesota meetup next year, whatever it may be. And we have some ideas.
We do have ideas.
So
it's kind of awesome.
And we have some cool ideas for next year. So thank you guys very much, and I'll shut this off now, and we'll play some music. So give yourselves a round of applause.
Thank you.
Guys.
Thank you.
Good morning, man. No problem.
Thanks, guys.
So for the shaky hands.
All right.
And we're going to take off. Thanks for watching. And hope you guys... Uh-oh. That's not good. Not me. Don't want to look at my ugly mug. There we go. All right. See you guys. Hopefully, if you guys can make it to BlizzCon, see you guys there. If not, see you guys on CTR or in WoW or wherever. See you later. Bye.
Second set of computers, and the exact same thing happened, only all six went down. And I said, this is not just me. And he goes, I think it is. So I have to go back.
She's killed.
Oh, yeah. Her computer's the only thing that seems to survive it, because she's killed blenders, microwaves,
hand mixers. Hand mixers, I go through 2 a year. And I don't think that's just because they cook them.
Just doing a test. Too.
Microwaves, blenders.
I said if I ever get a pacemaker, I'm going to have to leave it because I'm dead.
Okay, I think we're stable. I'm not going to mess around with it. I'm just going to leave it. We're not changing views and all that stuff. We're just going to go as far as we can. So we are with Brittle Iron, Pixie, and Tiber. We're going to do a little mini Iron Spotlight, and or do we want to do the State of the Channel Splinters first and get it out of the way?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. Go for it. So do the top five or six irons.
All right, well, right now we got the top five irons apparently are Margie Monk at 89, Awen, if I'm saying that right,
sure,
88, got Tanny at 86. Yeah, Lannis at 76 and Eisen Michael at 74. We also have a notable death of Iron Vixen, dead at 75.
Sorry
about that, Vixen.
Sorry about that.
For the Bloodthirsties, looks like we've got Bloody Katang, or Katar, whichever that is.
It's Katang, sorry. That's my bad writing.
72. Too Thirsty at 60. No idea what that one is. Ciarda?
Yep.
Ciarda at 57. Tanny, again. She decides to be on all the lists, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
At 51. And Bloody Steve-O up to 50 now.
Nice job.
Cool.
You want to do the pacifist?
Pacifist, it looks like. Is it E-R-W-E-Y at 57? Steve Alisherd at 58. Fool Harm at 70.
Five No Harm. Oh, it's Five No Harm, sorry.
Five No Harm at 70.
Sorry, buddy.
Patchouli, three at 91.
Yep.
And Zarel at 92. So nice job, you guys. Yeah. Keep going.
Awesome. So what we usually do is just, I'm not the one that usually does this part. It's Lita, because I suck at this part. So this is why she earns her cash. Not that we get cash. So so basically tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll start that way and move across.
All right. Brittle Irons. My name is actually Nicholas. I'm a slightly disgruntled postal worker. I don't get my fully disgruntled badge till I've been there 25 years. Father to a whole herd of children. Take too long to get out to them all, and married to this lovely lady here next to me.
I play Pixie. I'm a disc priest, and all of my characters start with P and N and double E. My real name is Emerald Rose, married to this guy over here with the giant herd of children. I am a foreign currency specialist for Wells Fargo, and I'm also a pastry chef for J.K. the Cake. That's about it.
Hi, I'm Tiber. Go by Tiber, various spells of Tiber on several realms, including Aerigos, Aerigos, Earthen Rings, retired, at least for now, mechanic.
You never quit
your career. No, and, I'd probably find something else to do, but at the moment, I'm still working.
All right. So how long have you guys been playing? Wow. And we'll start with you, and we'll go back the other way.
Okay, I started a little after Burning Crusade began, so I think that's around 9 years.
Whew. Long time.
That's
Well, I first started when Warcraft came out, but I didn't play very long because I was more involved with Diablo 2. Moved to EverQuest, and then I started playing World of Warcraft full time right at the end of the season. So 9, 10 years.
And I actually played in the beta for a while, but I was playing EverQuest at the time, and I was. I'm not wasting my time on this game. I've got too much time invested in EverQuest. So I actually never came back to play WoW seriously until towards the end of Burning Crusade, when her and I started playing together, and been playing ever since.
How long have you been doing Irons or anything? Anything that was Iron or Bloodthirsty or Paz?
I've been doing the Iron Man Challenge since the days when you had to worry about whether or not Deathwing flying over was okay for standing in the fire.
Yep.
And for a little while, even before that, I've been doing it sort of since the beginning, but I've taken breaks on and off, and I've gotten back into it again recently.
I was afraid to do it when the Deathwing thing was going on. I'd be the first person Deathwing.
That would suck. That would suck so bad. Like, you know, I'm doing good, Dad.
Yeah.
But you can see it coming because the sky turned red and that gave you warning to get
Hearth.
There's Hearth. Nowhere to go from there, yeah. So I started probably seriously doing it about 4 years ago with my first priest, bless her heart. And I was determined, and I can honestly say I make one tune a year. And when that one dies, I mourn and I move on. So for 4 years I've been doing it. But I think the best part about doing it, though, is I do it sitting next to him. So if one of us truly dies, we listen to more than us.
And what about you?
Sometime after the Deathwing, I started to play the, had a couple short-lived Iron Man characters. And then it took a long time off, and I started up again in the spring. I had a couple of challengers that passed away here during the recent leveling contest.
I'm sorry.
And now I've got a rest at the starting area.
Nice.
I lost 4. It's okay. It was not good for me. Let's start back with you. What challenge do you usually do the most?
I guess the Iron Man. I do have a pacifist I started way back before it was a challenge. I see if you kind of picked up some kills probably from guards taking out something that was whoever's got, so that's not really an answer. Yeah, I dabbled with it, but pretty good.
Iron Man? Okay.
Iron? Bloodthirsty.
What?
I actually...
But you're so sweet and you nice. Know, what's going on?
I do that so that I can avoid being aggressive in real life.
Ah.
There's something so easy about logging in and going, all right, I just need to kill these 10 spiders and that snake and that rabbit and that deer and that... And I go, that's better than that. And I can go back to my innocent human being life.
Yourself?
And I've always just done Iron Man, although I do make a pacifist every once in a while, but I restrict myself on the pacifist. I don't use any professions at all, so I'm limited solely to exploring, doing those very limited quests that can actually grant you experience, and hunting down chests. And
it's hardcore pacifist.
Praying for holiday events.
He challenges his challenge right there.
Oh my goodness.
I think the last one took me about 28 hours to get to level 19.
I don't know how long it took, but like I've been telling people, my highest passive is like level 9. I can't do it. So that's enough about me. What's your? I'm sorry, Lita, you're gonna be killing me here. I'm looking at notes. What's your fondest memory ever?
In Iron Man or
in WoW? Anything challenge related?
Challenge related.
Yeah.
Probably getting my warrior to level 70 back during the Lich King.
Oh. Well, that would have been close.
Yeah, and then dying at 70 because I decided to see how clever I could be and can I do the Isle dailies or not. And I actually could if I did them very carefully, but then thanks to the glorious pathing that Blizzard uses for their charge spells, my direct path to a mob actually took me one way and then back and aggroed 3 mobs, and I hadn't waited for my shadow node to reset yet.
Oh no. Oh no.
Died a horrible death, the bands of the demons out in the aisle.
I'm sorry.
Mobs were blamed.
Oh my goodness.
And I've never gotten a warrior that high again.
Night. Wow. And what about yourself?
Actually, this was a bad death that I had.
Is your fondest memory?
Yeah, it is. It's actually kind of funny because I had the highest level to whatever, it was 42, and she was a Iron Priest, and she was a gnome. And I was out in the marsh.
Yes.
Yeah, Duskwallow Marsh. And I'm doing good. I'm feeling pretty confident. I think I got this down. I had all the pathing. I watched all the mobs. I was right on top of this. I was really getting excited. I had just tagged something, and a rare spawned on my head.
What?
Lord
Blacker, I think it was. Yeah, Lord Blacker. And I literally, 2 hits, and I was dead. And I sat and went,
oh, my goodness.
No. And then if I say no enough, my dog panics. And she's passed away since, but she was 85-pound black lab.
Oh,
she
my.
She got up into my lap for me to comfort me. And I'm holding this, watching my floating body in the water with my 85-pound lap dog going, it's okay. We'll get through this.
Oh, man.
That was my fondest memory.
Exactly right. Absolutely.
What about yours, Rob? Tiber. I do it all the time. I'm sorry.
I guess during the contest here, I did finally get an iron up to 20 and get right in.
So,
it only lasted for a level. But
wait, you made it!
But it was nice to move faster.
And
one. Is it zones and leveling?
Yeah, let's not talk about that one yet. Let's go. What's one of the worst ways that you've died? Tiber.
I guess my reintroduction to Iron Man, I was doing really well at Ghostlands.
Yep.
And I messed up. I was all set to ding tomorrow. I messed up and went into a ziggurat and not reached that cover.
Oh no.
I didn't need to. I had a bunch of quests to turn in and did this side trip.
I'm sorry.
So,
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, it's like...
Laughing with you?
Well, because I know if I did that, I'd be pretty mad at myself.
Yeah.
I'd be cursing and swearing. Pixie, what about you?
I think we
started. Worst way to die? Well, yeah, I think that was kind of repeat, but I have to remember the zone.
when you go over that causeway, and it's the one.
Arapi Island.
Okay.
What's the name of the little
Refuge Point, or?
It's past Refuge Point. There's ruins that are up there.
Oh,
Strathholm?
Yeah. Before the change happened in there, though, and it was different moss, I had actually gotten myself up enough that I could go around the wall, and I was tucked in what I thought was a pretty safe corner. Yeah, I didn't know there were rogues in there. I had literally played in there for an hour and 20 minutes, perfectly safe, in this little guarded spot. I was just about to hearth out when a rogue found me, and this is a bad moment to decide you need to go to the bathroom. It was the worst way to die.
So you went to go make a phone call?
I went to make a phone call.
And then you came back and your character was dead?
Yeah, that's exactly
what happened. That's no good.
I think it was once again.
Hey,
you're the best rogue I know, because you stole my heart.
What about you? Worst way.
Honestly, the warrior sucked, but actually the worst was probably my death knight. Just here not too long ago, I got an 85, and I was cruising. I would have probably easily made it to 100 if I had just been a little more cautious and patient. And I aggroed a mob, decided that the fight was a fight to avoid, so I was stepping back a little to get out of aggro range so I could shadow meld to reset the aggro, and I stepped off one of the real nice steep mountainsides in Storm Peaks and slid, you know, that falling slide you do where when you finally get to the bottom,
you
take full fall damage.
Yeah.
That was...
Oh, no.
There were colorful words said at some point.
Actually,
and we've got a clean tag here, please.
That was one of the best ways I ever handled myself that way. Usually there's a lot of expletives.
He was ugly.
And probably going down, you're like, when you just keep going, you're like, oh.
Oh, please,
yes.
Please stop sliding. Yeah. If I fall only so far, it'll only do falling damage. Oh, no, it's
done.
Massive damage. I stared at the screen for a good 5 minutes. I think my res timer counter was down to 1 minute before I finally clicked accept. And
the coroner was called.
Is that Stir?
Yeah,
Stir is the guild coroner.
I sent Stir out to get my corpse.
Oh, jeez. What zones or leveling path do you usually take if you're going to do whichever challenge? So just pick one, and if you're more familiar with iron, then just do iron. If you'd rather do something else, that's fine.
I'm probably the worst person to suggest leveling paths, because most people are going to tell you head to Loch Madon and head to Elwynn Forest and, you know, go to Arathi after that or whatever, and I like playing in Night Elf's areas, so my leveling path just tends to be straight from the Night Elf starting zone into Darkshore, straight into Ashen Vale, and then I peel off into Stone Talon, even though the first quest in there is horrible, and everybody, oh god, I stay away from Stone Talon, there's too many horde camps, and the first quest is horrible, and because you're fighting basically elite level mobs, they're...
With the flamethrowers? Right, okay.
Those are horrible to fight for most classes, and even if you destroy the flamethrower to cause, you know, two-thirds of the damage to them, they still have a lot of hit points to whittle through.
Yeah.
But I tend to take the path less traveled, I guess. A lot of people stay away from certain zones, like you don't go to Thousand Needle, and you certainly don't do the Grim Totem Chain, and that's part of why I think I've never made it to 100, because I always will. I bet I could probably manage the part, and I have. I've done the Grim Totem.
I thought you've had 100.
No, I've never had 100. I've gotten 85.
Oh, okay. So you've been there.
But I mean, Grim Totem Chain, I've beaten that on a Warlock, I've beaten it on a Monk, I've beaten it on a Rogue. It's just, it's not pleasant. Sometimes it's taken multiple attempts. Probably much safer not to do it and just move on to another zone like most everybody else does, but I have this foolish habit of pushing to see what's the most I can accomplish, and that's usually what gets me killed.
What about you? Do you have any preferred zones and paths?
I think that for me, I probably take the unconventional method too. I like to scope things out first and see if I can watch the way the mobs are pathing.
Okay.
And then I always test one to see how much endurance I have. And if I can time doing it just right,
then I can know I can kill this one, move to that one, and move to that one before this one respawns. Then I tend to stay in that same little like boxing area so that A, I don't have to think as hard, and B, I can kill what I need to kill without worrying how fast am I going to die. And it's just been a lot more fun. So what was it, Red Ridge? Everyone calls it Dead Ridge. I am not afraid of that place.
I'll say I've been through it. I've made it through it successfully twice, and I've died twice.
I think
so.
I had to time the mobs there because a lot of people just breeze right through there.
Yeah.
So I find little spots, and I literally work in either a triangle, a circle, or a square, depending on how I'm feeling. But as a bloodthirsty, you have to have the patience of saying, this is just stand there and kill.
Yeah.
Same spider, 370.
Oh my goodness.
Ding! Oh, look at that. Jeez. I'm going to kill the same spider 380 times.
Oh.
And so that works for me.
Wow. What about you, Tiber?
Well, so far since I've been back to Iron Man, I have switched to a different zone. Just because I get kind of tired of the same starting zones. I've already leveled a lot of alts, so I'm pretty familiar, but I found out not as familiar as I thought.
And we're going to wrap it up by, do you have any advice for anybody that wants to start it for the first time? Like start iron, start, doesn't matter what, just do you have any advice?
I don't know if I have any great gems for someone who's never done it before.
Patience?
Certainly patience and caution, and I tell myself that, but I don't do it as well as I should.
I'm kind of like that too. It's just, I've never gotten high. Anyway, so, wait. Okay, anyways, this is going to segue. So, Pixie, what about you? Do you have any advice?
I think everyone should do it. And the reason being is that you hear, whether you're a raider, a casual player, hardcore, cutting edge, whatever, doing the Iron Man challenge, whether you're doing it as an iron, a bloodthirsty, or a pacifist, it teaches new ways to fall in love with the game. So if you ever hear somebody say, oh my god, I'm so bored doing this, try this. It will teach you things you never knew about your characters, your tunes, and yourself. And you will fall in love with the game again.
Brittle? That's pretty good.
I think the biggest thing when you're starting, if you're a new person playing Iron Man, you should temper your expectations of what you're going to accomplish, because every time you get somebody coming into the guild, this is my first character. Oh, okay. And then, their first character is a mage, and they're like, I'm going to be the first mage to 100. And it's like, you might want to take a look at your spellbook and realize just how limited you're going to be as an Iron character. And when you first start doing Iron Man, you're better off setting a goal to see how far you can get and expect that you're going to die, and then try to do better than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've killed I don't know how many Iron characters yet, and I still never... Even
you're never going to be able to track how many that have died.
Even being one of the old-timers, so to speak, Iron Man, I've still never had 100, because it's not easy. You need patience, and a little luck never hurts. But you definitely have to temper your expectations, because too many people come into it thinking that, this will be easy. And I think that actually is what discourages a lot of people from trying again, because they think it's going to be so easy, and then they die and go, this is ridiculous, I'm not doing this. And they quit. The people who actually stop and go, that was fun, I know I can do better, they're the ones who stick around.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Thanks. Do you guys have anything you want to say before we go?
I'd have a wisecrack for Skur, but I can't think of
one. I'm not good at thinking up stuff like that on the spot.
I usually improvise based on what he's saying.
If he were here, he actually could have stirred things up. This is for you, Skur. Thank you. And just, if you guys are going to do this, the next best thing to falling in love with the game is appreciating the community you join when you play.
Exactly. If I can, sure. That's actually part of why I like playing Iron Man, because when we used to play Diablo, when her and I used to play Diablo 2, we played hardcore mode. And that was a whole separate community from the normal players. And when I used to play, even way back to Diablo, I used to play what was called the Variants community. And they were a whole separate type of community. And the Iron Man Challenge is kind of like that. It's a little more social than WoW has become. with everything being so easy to just play by yourself.
Yeah, I actually kind of find it a little bit more accepting.
Right.
Overall, and not with the negativity. I mean, we're all different people. We're going to have lots of people there, so lots of different opinions, but overall, we're pretty good.
But you've got the challenge that binds everybody together.
Right.
Yep. We can find a lot of people.
Although there tends to be a lot of arguing about even that at times. But
but that boils down to everybody's got a different opinion about stuff, right? So.
Exactly. But we all come in common for the game that we all love.
Yeah, honestly, you're just leveling without a death. Even full unlimited WoW is hard to do.
Right.
So, yeah.
You don't realize how often we just kill you.
Yeah. Unless you're licensed. He doesn't die.
I feel bad for him. I know I keep talking about this. You know, he really wanted to be the world's first
pacifist.
I actually did sit with Tani Lida. Well, she actually asked all the questions because, like I said, I suck at this. So so we're going to have an Iron Spotlight with her on the 25th.
Cool.
And she's a little bit sneaky. She didn't cheat or anything, but she was looking at the levels and stuff. So it was interesting how she gamed the levels.
Oh, yeah.
To make it look like they weren't close or anything. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Lyson's got enough firsts anyway.
He's got lots of firsts, but I kind of feel bad for him because I know he really wanted that. And
you can't hog them all.
Missing it by 45 minutes, it's rough. Especially going all that way. I think that's going to be it. And thank you for joining us. And thank you guys for doing this.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Nice. Right. Cheers. Girl of Mist?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I have been playing WoW since the original beta of the game. So since 2004. I've been playing for a very long time.
Since the beta?
Yeah, since the original vanilla beta. So I've seen WoW evolve over the years, and it's kind of cool to see where it's gone to now, and the fact that there's really no original content left is kind of a weird thing, but at the same time, it's also kind of cool. It's kept the game fresh, so...
Okay.
But yeah, I got into the beta when I was in college, and I kept playing ever since.
So, okay, so you've been playing since 2004. How long have you been doing challenge characters?
Since, about March, I think, is when I started doing challenge characters. I found out about it during the lull that's been going on with Draenor. The thing was, I got my very first level 100 character, which I know sounds weird considering I've been playing for over 10 years, but I'm a person that's kind of a completist to do all the different quests and stuff, so... I was like, oh, I've hit level 100. I'm just going to wait now for the next expansion. What do I do in the meantime? And I heard about WoW challenges through Torn Think Tank. And so I'm like, that sounds like fun. And so I picked it up from that.
Yeah, they've helped us out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Fun. Mark Conan made our intro for our show. And is like, every time I listen to it, I'm all... Anyway, so...
Nice.
See, this is what I do. I squirrel. Sorry, Lita. She's going to hear us and be like, Stone, shut up.
And I'm the live chat room.
Yes. Bim is here.
I'll just make comments.
So, which challenge do you typically favor the most?
Right now I'm doing Iron Man. I tried to do Pacifist once, and I'm like, oh, that sounds so easy. And then I got in there like, no, this is not... easy at all. So I scrapped that character, and so I've been doing the Iron Man challenge. And the reason why I was prompted to talk to you by Bim here is because apparently I've done pretty well for being a rookie at the challenges. My first character got in the mid-20s before it died.
Cool.
And apparently that's pretty high for a first
timer. That is very high for a first timer because usually it's about 15.
Yeah.
Because that's when it starts to get hard, and people are like, oh, yeah, I got this in.
And for me, it seems like it doesn't really get hard until about 25.
Okay.
So it's just been my experience, and I think it's because of the way that I play.
Cautious?
Because I'm such a person who loves to do all of the quests, I do all of the starting regions,
okay.
And then I branch out in all of the second regions for every race. And because of that, you slowly build up the experience without challenging things that are so many levels above you that they can just wipe you off the map.
So far, I know you haven't had a lot of time, but what's been your fondest memory so far?
With the challenge, I think I got really excited when my first character got to 25. I was like, yeah, I did it! And then I died two levels later, but it was a lot of fun because I'm like, wow, I did pretty good. And then I was told by other people, most people don't do that on their first character. Congratulations! I'm like, yeah, wow. I did it.
Okay, so I don't, like, so we usually ask you what zone or leveling path you use, mm-hmm. but
I do.
Like,
I do have a leveling path.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So, like I said, I do the starting zones normally. So, if I'm playing on the Alliance side, I usually start off with a Night Elf.
Okay.
So, obviously, I'll do the starting area for the Night Elves, and then I will skip over to the starting area for humans, and then for the dwarves and the gnomes, and then I'll go back, and I'll go to Dark Shore, and I'll go to Elven Forest.
Are you doing the Grey Quest, too?
Yeah. By doing the Great Quest, well, you actually build up a lot of experience.
I know you still get some XP, and there's some people that are like, no, I don't do it.
But no, that's the trick.
I told them, you do get a little bit extra. You might get a level or two more.
Mm-hmm. And that's the trick. That's what I've been doing. Right? So as I see stuff turn gray, I'll actually go back to that area, do the Great Quest, do the Green Quest. Once those are all done, I'll move on to the next area, Great Quest, Green Quest. And then if I level up, go that same path again. Okay. So go back. Is there any quest for gray? Yes. Go to that area. Great quest. Good quest. And so on and so forth.
Cool.
Yeah. And it helps a lot with not being completely pwned by all of the non-player characters out there. It's great.
What's the worst way you've died?
Okay.
She's got interesting stories for every time.
Oh my god. I have died the most stupid ways possible. I have died by lag. I have died by...
Lag has killed many people.
I died by a quest glitch. I died by a rare spawning on top of me. But I think the most embarrassing one that I've ever had was I was at my friend's apartment, and there was this bumblebee that got into the apartment, and I freaked out because I hate bees. I hate anything that stinks. Must have had my hand on the keyboard, and I was in Ogrimmar, and I walked off a cliff. No joke, I walked off a cliff.
So a bee killed you?
A bee killed me because I freaked out, and I wasn't paying attention, and off a cliff, and when I looked at my computer again, I was dead.
Okay, it's not crazy because. I'm horrible. I don't like stinging things, and I've never been stung ever in my life.
Oh,
I don't want to be stung.
Right.
So anytime mm-hmm. when we had hornets, you know, like I had to kill the nest, I was like, you know, anyway. So. Do you have any advice for anybody that would start the challenge for the first time?
Don't be afraid to do the Great Quest. It helps out quite a bit. I know in the very starter areas, it seems like it doesn't give you any XP to do that. But honestly, doing the Great Quest ends up in the long run giving you a whole lot of XP that you would have missed out on. That is my advice. And you also pick up decent white equipment also if you do all the starting areas.
That is actually true, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
What's your greatest, your fondest memory?
Oh, my fondest memory.
Did I not ask that?
It's okay. It's okay. You tried your best.
I don't know if I quite yet have a fondest memory related to the challenge other than the story I have about the bee and me walking off the cliff, which is just hilarious in retrospect. The day it happened, I was furious, but in retrospect, it was hilarious. But I think my fondest memory of the game in general was at the 10-year anniversary where I got an email saying, you have a package arriving from Blizzard. And I went, what?
Oh, that's awesome.
And sure enough, like right around Christmas, awesome. I got a mystery package from Blizzard and this cute little statue. And I'm like, oh my god.
That is awesome.
The cute little ferocious orc.
The ferocious dire wolf with an orc on top. But for me, that was really cool. And I think that's my fondest WoW memory ever. Because I didn't know it was going to happen. Back then, I really didn't pay much attention to social media, so it was one of those things where I'm like, I had no idea, and I'm like, oh, surprise!
Christmas!
Christmas! So I think that's my fondest memory, and yeah. And since I've been playing as long as I have. It's just one of those cool things that I can put on a bookcase and be like, look what I have.
Yeah. Lucky you.
What? I've been playing since the beta.
I do not have the statue.
Me neither.
No? Oh, man. Do you have anything that you want to add?
I think the thing I like about the challenge more than anything is it reminds me a lot of how vanilla was. And I say that because there weren't a lot of green drops back then, and everything was a lot harder, whereas now it seems like a lot of the characters are kind of nerfed. But when you're playing with no enhancements to your gear and you don't have any buffs on or any of that, it's really freaking hard. And so I think that that doing the challenge, it just brings back a lot of memories of playing vanilla, and I like it for that reason, if no other.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling people where that they can follow you?
Sure. I'm on Twitter at Girl of Mist. Mist is like the video game MYST. And that's pretty much where I am on social media. I said not much for the social media, but I do post every now and then. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Question. Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
It's okay. That's why she's here.
Glad to be.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
And take two, because apparently Periscope doesn't like to, at least on my phone, when we start recording the first time, it freezes after about 10 seconds. Then when you start recording the second time, it's actually okay. So I don't understand why. Basically, this is going to be the final Periscope, I think. I just wanted to, you know, say thank you and give a summary of when it happened and just how everything went. And so basically, thank you for setting all of this up to the well played party. So Pat and Jules and Eve and Mage of Death and Two Arts, who I know was not there. I believe Panda. I don't really know you, Panda, but I hear that you have done stuff. If I forgot anybody, I apologize. You know, because I'm Canadian, eh? Sorry. So, basically, we, you know, being able to make it here and be able to go over to Softy's house and be able to sneak there without having to really pay for anything and all that stuff. Okay. I don't know if they're calling you for a wheelchair. Okay, never mind. They're offloading people, so we're going to have people coming by us. So it might get a little bit loud. So again, I'm squirreling, which is what I do. That's okay. I want to say thank you to Softy for letting me be at your house, because, you know, I mean, I had paid for the flights and then I was going to look at the hotel room, but then car things happened and, you know, being able to be over at your place was, I don't really have any other words than thank you. It meant a lot. And it helped me so much. I got to meet some great folks, like Softy, who I had met for the first time, even though I had raided with you a few times as Belle. Sorry. I got to meet Thule again. I got to meet Miss Noid for the first time. Ursangus, who I did not spoon. He did not spoon me. There's no spooning at all. Nothing. No spoons were harmed in the filming of this well played blah blah blah. That's actually his joke. It's not my joke. Who else? Got to meet Sparrow and her fiance. I can't remember what his name is because I'm really bad. It's really funny. If it's a regular name, I'm not going to remember it. If it's your like code name, then I'll get it. Who else did I get to meet? So that was at the house, right? Oh, I got to meet Felix and his wife Kay. Like everybody I've met so far is like super nice. I met Dave, I think his name, but his tag is Lem Doran, which I probably screwed up the name, sorry. got to meet Girl of Mist, got to meet Bim again, which Bim, I'm really sad you're not going to be there for BlizzCon, but we'll hopefully meet up again next year. Oh, now all the people are coming out, so I'm actually here at my gate really early, because you're supposed to be there 3 hours before in the international flight, but I got pushed through like really quick, and now I just get to play the waiting game. Who else did I meet for the first time? This is going to get me in trouble because I'm naming names, and if I forget somebody, I'm going to feel really bad. I got to meet Brittle Iron and his wife Pixie for the first time. I got to meet Tiber again, which we had met previously at BlizzCon last year. Lots of ums and ahs, lots of ums and ahs. I got to meet Cousin Jack, which is actually his name is Shoal. And congrats on coming in second. I mean, you were playing well. And congrats to Brittle Iron for winning the secondary tournament. It's not the tournament of losers, it's the secondary tournament. So, who else? Sorry if I don't mention your name here. I met a lot of you guys and the gals, and I never really thought that there was any bad stuff going on, and like everybody was super nice. This is one of the reasons why I'm really glad I was able to go again. This is the first time for me at the Minnesota meetup. Hopefully I'll be able to do it again next year. And I got to meet Midnight for the first time. and it was funny because I was slightly inebriated and I didn't know who Midnight was, and I couldn't really look at badges because, when the badges are hanging around your neck, I kind of feel weird about looking at your badge. Now I get to put faces to names and all this stuff. It was great. We got a lot done. I got to speak with Shoral about doing some zone guides, lots of stuff. So it was great to meet all of you. Being able to watch the movie with 150 other people was awesome because everyone's quiet. Everyone laughs at, the in-jokes because we all know the in-jokes, right? I actually missed a few of them, like the fishing bobber at the end. But when you see the Earl Lock do his thing. Yeah, that's a bad one. It's just stuff like that. I thought the movie was good, but when I walked out, I was like, it was okay. But as we talk about it and as I think about it, I was like, yeah, I like the movie. And I think they did a poll, who would go pay and watch it again? And I was like, I still don't know if I would pay full price to go watch it again. I'd probably go pay, on a cheap day or something. But I will definitely be buying it. I'm sure I'll watch it again in one form or another. It was a great movie to be able to watch with other folks that are into the same stuff, right? We also got to go driving around. Sorry, Softy. We drove around all over the place. This poor guy was up for 30 hours. It's crazy. 30 hours straight, no sleep. And actually, it kind of worked out to you. I think he was saying it was 42 hours or something like that. So, it's, you know, it was quite the experience being able to be out of the airport, because I've been here before, but I've never left it. So it was always to catch a connect big flight and stuff. I'm really glad you guys did this. I'm really glad that I went. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys are planning for next year. I don't know how you would top this, especially if there's no movie or anything to bring everyone together. It's going to be interesting. I think, is that it? I don't know. There goes an airplane. I don't know if this plane that just off-boarded is actually the flight that's going to be taking me on. Not sure. What else? I think that's it. I got to meet Michelle Novlamak. Sorry. See, I'm gonna start to remember these things, and when I'm done here, I'm gonna remember that I forgot to say I met you. You know, and you know, don't please don't take offense at that. My brain is stupid. So and I squirrel a lot now. So other than that, I think I'll be putting this together sometime tonight or tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be doing a podcast with Richter tonight. I should be home in time. At least as far as I know, I should be home in time. Oh wow, that's a weird looking tail fin. It looks like blocks. Anyways, it's called Spirit Airlines or something. Weird. I should be putting this together. I don't know if this is going to come out as an audio podcast, because I don't really... I mean, I might do it as an audio as well, just to say, yeah, this is episode 22. Actually, I don't even know if it would be an episode. We might not even call it episode 22. We'll see. I don't know. I flip back and forth until I get to a correct answer. So, I guess we'll have our next regular episode, I guess, on Saturday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. I think that's it. I had a really great time. Great to see all of you folks. Sorry if I didn't mention your name. I'm a doofus, I know. And hopefully we'll meet each other soon. And if not, that's okay. You know, you got to do what you need to do. There's always Twitter or Discord, something like that. If you needed to get a hold of me, my battle tag is stone number sign 1646. You can also get me on Twitter or Discord and all that. And I'll see you guys soon, hopefully. If you were there, I hope you guys had a good time, and hopefully we'll see you again. Cheers.